USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Authorities are investigating a deadly shooting on the University of Arizona's main campus in Tucson. The university's police department says a former student identified as 46-year-old Murad Dervish walked into an academic building Wednesday afternoon, shot a professor, and fled campus. The suspect has been taken into custody. Sadly, the professor died in the hospital. In a news conference Wednesday evening, University of Arizona Police Chief Paula Belfas offered condolences.
It's a tremendously tragic event. We feel so incredibly bad for the professor's family, friends, and colleagues, and our hearts really just go out to them.
In the wake of Hurricane Ian, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has largely been on his best behavior. The Republican has abandoned his earlier position on federal disaster aid. He's publicly praised FEMA, and the Republican governor had some nice things to say about the White House. This afternoon, the Floridian even welcomed President Joe Biden to the state, adding,
"We are cutting through the red tape, and that's from local government, state government, all the way up to the president. So we appreciate the team effort."
After a deadly storm and with 5 weeks remaining before his own reelection bid, it looked as if DeSantis was prepared to stick to the high ground. A death row inmate is put to death.
A Texas death row inmate whose case defined the role of spiritual leaders in death chambers nationwide is scheduled for lethal injection Wednesday. 38-year-old John Ramirez's case attracted national attention in 2021 when Texas denied his request to have his pastor talk and lay his hands on him during the execution. Ramirez was sentenced to death for killing a convenience store clerk in 2004. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
They were in the hands of many Port Charlotte, Florida residents Wednesday. Rebuilding is underway in a hard-hit coastal community besieged by Hurricane Ian last week. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters Thursday after the United States redeployed an aircraft carrier near the Korean Peninsula in response to Pyongyang's previous launch of a nuclear-capable missile over Japan. The latest missile launches suggest North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is determined to continue with weapons tests aimed at boosting his nuclear arsenal in defiance of international sanctions. Many experts say Kim's goal is to eventually win U.S. recognition as a legitimate nuclear state and the lifting of those sanctions, though the international community has shown no sign of allowing that to happen. The latest missiles will launch 22 minutes apart from the North's capital region and landed between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The animal rights activist who ran onto the field with a pink smoke bomb at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California on Monday night during a game between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers has filed a police report for assault by Rams players who tackled him to end his demonstration. The Santa Clara Police Department told Fox News Digital that a person came in Tuesday afternoon to file a report. A person close to Alex Taylor, the man who was taken down by Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner and defensive end Sha'Carris McKinley during his demonstration, also said that he is considering his options, including legal action against the players involved and the NFL. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.